Welcome to this extra edition of Illuminary NH Exposed. This was originally recorded around 9 o'clock on January 21st, 2021. And the stream was supposed to start at 9 o'clock Eastern. I started roughly an hour earlier, and this was streamed and it was captured. So this is mostly all, basically 57 and a half minutes of just feeling socially rejected more than 20 years after the fact. It's raw, it's an emotional. This was before I started talking about Nathan Greenberg, but this was more talking about the social corruption of the town I once grew up around, the people, that the people were socially corrupted. And so there's a lot of emotion, a lot of personal direction towards individuals. And also the hashtag Illuminary Love Story was mentioned in this part. For someone who was thought he was typical and was treated otherwise, I think would mess any rational person up. So with that said, this is the show. And now a word from our sponsor. Tomorrow at 5 on Channel 6 News, the state budget might bring your taxes up skyfold. We'll give you the latest information on Channel 6 News at 5 in the city of Copenhagen.
I don't know. Okay, I'm on an hour early. God damn it. I'm hearing myself. Why? I'm not, if anyone complains about the audio, you will be banned. I'm struggling. Okay, I gotta tell you a few things right now. Number one, I'm a poor individual. I'm in the system. I'm a legendary and former legendary resident where I'm in the dole, so to speak. I've been permanently disabled by a bunch of fucking hacks, and I can't afford to get the latest and greatest stuff. I buy things that are a decade old that's probably not supported because I just cannot afford the latest and greatest, like my peers, my rich white peers, which I hope they die from AIDS. And I have this cheap microphone. I think I was 13 when I bought this microphone, I know that there's something wrong with wiring. I'll do a work on this tomorrow. I know my audio needs to sound better. I don't need to be fucking lectured. Is this thing working? Because we're gonna exploit this male slut, this whore of this town, the town I used to live in. Whore. You'll hear me say whore a lot tonight. Can you even hear me? I don't even know this thing's working. I don't know. I was listening to part of it. Not that I'm a narcissistic person, but I like to hear return audio. And I wish I'd love to have a Shure microphone, but that would look like I'm not living with my means. I'm struggling in social poverty, as well as real poverty. Okay, I bought this on eBay. I'll show you the shit I bought. The only thing that I bought mostly with my money, I still have money to pay off on this, is the Mac Mini. Which I should try to make payments for that, to at least make most of the payments. It's hard to like save money when you're disabled, permanently disabled. I didn't ask to be born, I didn't ask to have autism. But the people that I was working with in my life, my God, were they were committing insurance fraud and trying to write me off. I hate those people every day. My audio, I don't even know if my audio's working. I mean, I'm so sorry for all the, I think Shane from the museum was bitching about my audio. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I let you people down. I know you people are going to make a comment on it. I'm sorry. I'm trying everything I can in my damnest to make this content work. Life really does suck sometimes. And, you know, I'm not an audio engineer. I understand. I'm trying to be simple because I am on welfare, and I know Londonderry likes to be complicated because they're a bunch of elitist cunts. I hate these people. I hate them every day. Hate them every day. Hate, hate, hate is the new love. And in the coming moments, you can write questions. I'm going to be talking about different stuff. I might be on for a few hours tonight. I might still have COVID, by the way. I hope I die. I hope I'm gone this year. The worst year of my life was originally 12, then 21 trumped that. Then the year 2012, I thought the world was going to end. I'm not going to lie. I thought the world was going to come to an end. And then 2021, I'm like, what's going to happen? Something's going to happen because 21 is not a good number. It's my first, and I'll tell you why 12 and 21 are not my lucky numbers. I was born on Friday the 13th, I was born at around 11:10 Eastern Standard Time on March 12th, 1987. If the daylight savings rules began 20 years sooner, I would have been born at 12:10 Eastern Daylight Time on Friday, March 13th, 1987. Well, you weren't born on the Friday the 13th, but I so sure felt unlucky. I probably would have been dead in my mom's womb. And that's where my autism came from, allegedly. So, some people don't like, my grandma was very superstitious. She doesn't like going out on the 13th. It's just like a bad luck. So, for me, bad luck happens on the 12 and 21 of a month or a year or whatever. It's really bad numbers. It's a bad number for me. I do not feel lucky to be alive anymore. I'm proceeding in front of me, the world coming to an end. And that is something I do not say liberally. I think the world is ending. And I have to see it. I have to see it. Because somebody has to see other people's pain and empathize. And I have to be the one that always empathizes everybody in me. My life has been turned upside down. You ever heard me bitch about it until the fall? I kept it in. And all these typical Caucasian people, because New Hampshire is mostly old conservative people, they were bitching about it. Like my fucking cousin. Their mother, though, my aunt, well, I had more healthier relationships with her. But for all intents and purposes, those cousins are not in my life. I feel like I have nothing to live for. I live with a mother who protects the living fuck out of me every time, every day. She talks, she reminds me of the president, former President Trump. All talk, no action. What do you expect from someone who lived in Londonderry prior to the millennial generation? I despise the millennials so much. I hate my classmates. I block them on Facebook and I wish they died of AIDS. That's how much I hate these people. I hate them. They were my alleged friends 20 fucking years ago. And they talk like they talk so much like they're passive. Like, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. No, you don't. You had two fucking years to reunite informally, and you chose to use a fucking app. And you guys get married, and you've been fucking guys in college and drunk. How many? Oh my god, you know, talk about classy town. Most of the millennials from the year 2000 to 2012, okay, because that, or maybe give or take a few years, were the most indecent, borderline legal people that were doing illegal things, drugs, probably sex, because I've seen the condoms on Old Nashua, and, oh, did I just say where I used to live? Oops. I lived around that neighborhood. And I saw on my Facebook feed just people fucking wasted. And in their 30s, they were still fucking wasted. What is it with alcohol in Londonderry? Londonderry was probably the most drunk capital per capita. I drink sometimes. I technically never drink. I drink once in a blue moon. And only because, again, my medication, right? God forbid I have a little white Russian or a frozen mudslide. That could screw me up and get me into a depression and go, like, with my crazy uncle. But, God. You know, talk about risk aversion. Risk aversion. I can't take any risk. But all these white millennials and their fucking boomer parents, they weren't risky at all. They posted shit on their Facebook. I probably self-screen grabs. Maybe I should post it on Twitter and my Facebook to show how deplorable these cunts are and cucks. They're deplorable, and I will let me do the dictionary. Look it up on what app? What's it called? Spotlight? Can't even think. Deplorable. Strong, deserving strong condemnation. Right. So, again, 4,000 people that used to live in Londonderry, New Hampshire, approximately from the year 2000 to 2012, are people that should not be condemned for their existence. They were drunk sluts and whores. They were drunk sluts and whores. I can tell you they were sexually active and drunk as a skunk. You know, maybe they shouldn't have been taught sex ed, because I think Londonderry was doing a lot of sex education. I can't speak because I was out of district, but between the DARE, I don't even think DARE is really relevant. I don't think Officer Dan should have been in the schools. I don't think we should have SROs, because I think this just makes drinking worse. There was so much underage drinking. I'm like, okay, we had one drink. Don't tell anybody. But they were not even chillant when they were 22. They were throwing up their guts. These were people I went to school with. And their parents and whatever, they're paying, like, you know, a lot of them went to institution in Durham. Okay, fuck UNH. And you know how much I fucking hate UNH. That place should be defunded. Okay? That place hates the rest of the state. You have the motherfucker, what's his name? Huddleston, who said, we're not a trade school to New Hampshire Palestine Radio back a decade ago. That guy should have been fired for making that statement on public radio. Hate that man. I don't like the IOD, because the IOD is not tolerant. Dan Habib, that's his second home. That motherfucker hack. Hate them, hate them, hate them, hate them, hate them. Hope harm happens to them. Not saying that I would do anything or encourage anyone to do it. I just hope they get bad luck and they drop like a fly. Hate these people. There's not a lot of love. Love is a privilege, not a right. And people in that goddamn town of Londonderry felt they had the right to be loved. Instead, they fucked people lower than their class. You know, I walked 102 a lot when I was pushed out of the system on my 21st birthday, which was on a Wednesday, on a certain in-service day in March of 2008. Literally, according to federal law, the school's responsibility ends on your 21st birthday and the state's supposed to take over, and I was on a wait list for roughly 18 months. I wondered what people on 102 saw this guy walking on 102. There used to be a stigma for people that didn't drive in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And those people who had recognized this likeness, because my likeness really hasn't changed, is in another town not too far away from here, streaming on old hardware, which really isn't that old, and on a cheap web camera that I bought at the Milford Oval, that place, Serendipity, I think, about a year and a half ago, and it's a 720p camera for $12. Most people in Londonderry would look down at thrift stores because they have so much money, they throw things away. It was a throwaway town. And not only that, they throw away people. That's how I feel like. I feel like trash. My ledge friends used me for many years after we had seen each other in person on Facebook. And people think I'm some bully sometimes when I make inappropriate or harassing statements. Are you fucking with me? Really? I didn't like the content you were posting when you were 22. I might have screen grabs of it, because some of it was so fucking disgusting. Or text clippings, because I believe macOS could still read text clippings. If not, I have Snow Leopard, I could call it up. Because some of the stuff was just made me want to puke. Literally. You know, they were going to school drunk. They were going to college drunk. They were going to UNH drunk. After partying the night before, they were going to class hungover. From Londonderry. It's the I wasn't allowed to graduate in my class due to district policy, whatever that policy is. We'll get to Nate Greenberg as we approach the 9 o'clock hour. I'm just going on an hour early just because I'm so angry at the world. I hope I die this year. I hope I die. I hope something bad happens to me. I don't deserve to be on this planet. And I'll point the finger. The reason why I produced Londonderry, New Hampshire Exposed was to expose the corruption, the social corruption, not the government, because I pissed the school district for a number of years publicly. But this time I'm looking at the people. And yes, the system, the government, and stuff like that comes to play once in a while. And I know that people from Londonderry are looking at my accounts because I'm getting the people you may know on various platforms. So they are monitoring this. They're probably waiting for me to blow up so they can throw me under the bus and shit like that. But I'm going to be turning this into a podcast. What I'm going to do is massage the audio, get it to stereo, maybe 7.1 if my Mac can handle it. And get the, because I shouldn't have been doing this 10 years ago, you know, they're probably looking at me, why am I suddenly doing these things? I have someone in mind who thought, a lot of people have looked down at me from Londonderry. That's why I'm not in contact with them. I don't want to speak to these people and stuff like that. So I'm going to massage this audio, put it on, I'm going to upgrade the SoundCloud, and at that point I should be able to, I'll get my graphic designs, a graphic package for the album art, and then put this out on Spotify or something where I could go to a podcasting platform. So you can download this and actually hear the story, okay? Because I'm the third generation L-Town. L-Towner. I'm a second generation of a farmer's girl. That's my grandmother. I was taught rural values. My peers were learning to be antisocial, no loyalty to the town that they grow up because they're rich white people. And I know this for sure because Teresa Bullock lived in Western Massachusetts, which was similar too. It was a rich white person town in Middlesex Offender County. And that expert, the expert on autism factor superimposed to where she was growing up, because she originally lived in North Carolina, home of segregation. And she really did believe in segregation for people on the autism, or force them into reality to the point they want to commit suicide because you went so far in pushing them out in the real world. And the real world isn't what Bullock was preaching. she made a lot of money in the Londonderry School District as a subcontractor, and I'd love to know how much money that they paid on subcons, but I don't think the budget manuals would show per person. Even if I were to, if you put a budget for multiple subcontractors, you put it on the same line item, but you want to know how many subcons. Maybe I can go find up. I still have some of the actual government documents that I have for municipal stuff, because I used to do stuff in the minifig world. I still am, actually. I'm trying to do a Copenhagen public access. And the reason why I want to do the Copenhagen public access is to be a role model for public access centers that are falling apart. And unfortunately, my social network has fallen apart in trying to do something like that in the minifig world. I don't remember when I don't even remember if any girl liked me. You know, there was actually some girl that she's actually, I'm not gonna lie, she was one of my first school age crushes, and she's on Instagram. I guess she's has a baby and married and all that doodad, but she was doing the hashtag Londonderry love story. Literally, I'm not making this shit up. Go to display two. Let's go to Instagram. And I'm her name and likeness. This is a live feed, so I can't. The moment I go to display two, this might work. But I'm just gonna do hashtag Londonderry. This is one of the. It's like the hopeless autistic, right? Only I am the one that has a hopeless autistic hashtag on Insta. All right, here we go. Go to display two, please. It's gonna show somebody specific, but she's responding. It's public. This is your choice. I'm gonna expose you. Be warned. Come on, TD, wake up. Display two. Come on. Oh wait, is it not in the buffer? You want to lose cam one, gentlemen. Thank you. Take display two, please. You're welcome. So this is the girl that I, this happened to be my first school age crush, and she puts this shit. I don't even know who the guy is. I mean, I know a lot of people from L-Town, but I couldn't tell this guy from a lineup. I don't even know who he is. But she came up with this international hashtag that anybody in the world can see. You don't have to be, well, you have to be logged on Instagram to see hashtags, but you could use a third party app. So yeah, she puts this bullshit out there. Nice. And she came from a middle class background. You can go back to Camon. Take it. What was that? Thank you. So it's on this one individual. I won't give you the username, because I'm not gonna go up. Oh, the sister! Oh my god, her sister. I knew her sister. We went to school together, and apparently the crush became a running joke in my second year of fifth grade. So oh yeah, it is a coup. I will never have a Londonderry love story, because no one had any feelings for me, because everyone thought I loved machines more than I loved people. Yep. I swear. I asked that this particular female who I've grown a lot of bitterness, the one that got married and stuff. I knew she got married. I don't remember when, but when I was going through the divorce process, they went through my entire Facebook, did a complete discovery, I just had friends. It was like, if she was open to having mutual best friends, we would have been best friends. So she was in that same classroom as that lady you saw on display too, just a moment ago. And so I PM'd her before I blocked everybody. So this would have been probably 2 years ago. Or maybe, Yeah, because see, I forget the 2020, because that's what I gotta go back 2 years. It felt like when I say last year, I want to say 2019. I'm in denial that 2020 existed. But I ask her, hey, you know anybody that had feelings for me? She's like, she puts a Dory get Jeff, and she's like, I don't know. Oh my God. So apparently, let me put it this way, that Dory Jeff of I don't know, it's, you know, 20 years ago, she was sending my PMs like machine guns. She couldn't package her thoughts in one. She couldn't do a VoIP chat at all. She couldn't figure it out. She's fucking 33, 32, couldn't figure out how to do a video chat. She only did it once. That 147 page discovery of communications that was on that one individual. And so I learned the hard way that it was actually around Valentine's Day of 2019 I learned that I was fucked from day one. I was screwed over, that I was broken goods before I left South School. I was broken goods. I was already fucked. I was already getting labeled by the labelers that I can't do anything because of my autism. I never used the disorder as my excuse, but those fucking hacks. Okay, I had a case manager at South who was just a far left bitch. Let's do 60,000 times 18. I don't know how many years she was. She actually had a leave, so I think she got Lyme, but she's compensated in the New Hampshire retirement system. About $1 million if you were to put $60,000 times 18. That's just a random number, but I could, you know, millions of dollars were being used for my education in my lifespan in some way, shape, or form. And where am I now? I'm almost 34. I'm not getting anywhere in my life because the system, everything's halted. COVID-19 I might still have COVID-19. I don't know if I do or not. You know, there's so much unknowns. The world's over. The world is ending, including romantic prospects. Just kiss it goodbye. My life is OVAH systematically. We're approaching St. Valentine's Day. That just adds more fuel to my fire of hating everybody in Londonderry, New Hampshire from 1987 to 2010 when I got the fuck out, which was October 1st, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Was it daylight time? Because, yeah, that was when the new daylight savings rules were in effect. Yeah, my life, that's when my life ended. I'm suffering in hopelessness systematically. Why did my mother fuck my father? Why did my father never claim ownership of his son? And you know what? The sick thing is, he'd probably be offended if I hated him, because I'm supposed to respect somebody. It's like a one-way relationship with the other side of the family. This is why I was a click for more than 5 years. I was adopted in via a virtual marriage with a loving family. And it broke up because my mother just couldn't accept them. I ask myself, why did God create this hot mess? I don't think God created me. I think the devil did. I do believe the devil creates humans, not God. So I'm a worshiper of Satan. I'm not, this is not the first time I said I'm a worshiper of Satan. I hate him. I hate him for breakfast. I hope he goes to hell sooner than later. And he was a legendary snob too, which really hurts me even more, that my father was the popular dude who was really a douche. And the idea that he knocked up a woman would deflate his ego, allegedly. I don't even know what is true and what's not anymore. All I know is my father will always be an asshole, and it has impacted the relationships with the family that reunited me, which was really that my paternal grandmother was the one that looked out for me. I think what hurts me the most is that when they all reunited in the summer of 2018, this is how it happened. There's 9 other grandchildren under my bachan. And what I believe the notes, according to the notes that I have kept on my FileMaker Pro compliance database, was there was a child missing. A grandchild missing. Something along that line. I don't let that bother me. I'm trying not to, but the idea that I'm just a disposable object in a clusterfuck called the Aeots, or Aeotes, as people outside New England would pronounce it, because they don't know Kelly, I'm related to Stephen Aeot. Yeah. Felt like a piece of horseshit. They don't have, at least outside the grandmother, my bachan, Japanese for grandmother, by the way. Her children are a little bit whoopy. The grandchildren are a big clusterfuck. And what I mean by that, I don't mean that to be intentionally derogatory, because I use a derogatory word. It's they're just empty individuals. They're just people. They don't have their own identity. And I feel bad for some of those cousins that probably will not be able to be an individual and be morphed into themselves because of the appearance. I'm trying to talk, I'm talking fringe. It's a fringe subject to talk shit about your family, but I'm trying to be mainstream and talk professional about this in the objective tone from my 1 year education, mind you. Because there was a difference between my paternal family growing up in Elmtown versus my mother growing up in Elmtown and me growing up in Elmtown. Completely. I mean, you want to talk about a World War V between the older Aeot. I'm the oldest of the Aeot family, against the rest of the cousins downstream. The youngest I have just is about 14 now. That's a huge generation gap between millennial. Oh, and by the way, I have 2 half siblings. I forget about that because, you know, they didn't know they had a brother. Because my father never claimed ownership of me. Because he felt ashamed for knocking up a young lady. And created one of the most attempted resilient humans, according to other people that have explained my personality. I'm not tooting my horn. That's what I'm hearing, what other people say. They claim I'm resilient. I can't independently confirm because I feel fucking hopeless. The condition makes me feel hopeless. The treatment by the over-educated masters of education. They know everything, but they never understood that everything that you learn in college is not always applicable. And, so you have this clash. This is how human matter must be. Clash. energy. Treat the person like the textbook example of an autistic. Shred the book. Then you're punished because you're not acting within the normal parameters. Oh, you're going to have a hopeless future. Because we're going to tell everyone else in your support system, you can't do anything. You can't do anything. Have the expert that you subcon tell it on YouTube. They're hopeless. They're creeps. They're pervs. They're sex offenders and all that. That's the kind of shit that I have to carry. I mean, for fuck's sake, the Down syndrome people have their own shortcomings because it's visual. But when you deal with autism, you look somewhat typical. But you're carrying all this baggage, so you look like you look like an alien. That's how I felt like for the 2 years when I was out of school. Why the hell am I here? I feel like I came from another planet. And Dave Greenberg didn't give a flying shit. Because all he cared about was the students that... He was almost like a Bob Wright figure. You know, all he cared about with NBC was... NBC Universal was the only assets that was owned by NBC Universal, right? So any of your outlying affiliates, you know, they're we don't own them, so none of our business. That's most of the network. You know, 95% of the network is not the stations you own. That's kind of the same thing Greenberg was running the show. It's like, well, I have a 4,000 students and about 50 people that are out of district. Oh, that's out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, out of district, out of sight, out of mind. That's how they Greenberg governed. So we'll get to him at 9. I'll get on the adequate education because I feel bad for people that, you know, that live in the Conway district, Claremont, Chester, Merrimack, all these like towns where they can't afford to have adequate education. And what did Nate Greenberg do? He stole all that money and use it to kill trades jobs, which is really important, and just made them be knowledge people. And how many of these people that have fled the urban world because, you know, 15 years after graduating Londonderry, and which suburb are they living? They're not living in New Hampshire. They're not coming back home because they hate New Hampshire, because the Londonderry school district taught them to hate New Hampshire because they're all far-right nut jobs. I don't know why the people in the suits did not drag Nate Greenberg's skinny ass into the federal court for corruption. I don't know how anyone couldn't blow the whistle. There was just so much. Part of it was that the annual reports didn't do gap accounting practices for auditing. They were using the U.S. government standard while the town was doing generally accepted accounting principles. I'm going to geek in with municipal government in about 23 minutes. But Greenberg didn't care about that. And he was very transparent with the teacher's salaries, but not the balance sheet. The balance sheet should be just as equal as wages on all of the employed staff. You can go to the Londonderry School District anytime during normal business hours to get the complete CAFR, also known as complete annual financial reports. So you wonder why the bonds were shitty? It was because they didn't provide them with CAFRs. So much stench and corruption. Apparently the school district office is, in some industrial building on the north end of town. I think they're leasing it. I think they meet at the move cell back at town hall in the center part of town, but for the most part they are they're based out of the near a FedEx facility. It's a new road. Don't know when they moved in. I don't really care. I think it was 2018 that they moved. How am I going to be successful in life? I don't think I was ever successful in my life. I don't think I ever felt successful ever. And people don't understand this. People that are, you know, people that are typical don't think we have feelings. And, there isn't a lot of commonality. The world is so divisive and people can't even agree on facts. And, you know, right now my passion isn't in technology, not in telephony, not in any of these things. There's more important things to be concerned about. I don't like being in the system. I think the system is, it's not about high or low functioning. It's about people that, if you're in a wheelchair, you're going to be treated much more differently. We have gone so far back that invisible disabilities shall be damned. You want to talk about ableism? All these high functioning people that are on Twitter that talk about their disability all the time, actually autistic types, they insult me. Autism and all that. I mean, that's just shallow. They're empty people if all they're talking about is their disability and all their challenges. Like, there's more to your life. That's where the part where these people should be talking about their passions. But part of this discussion needs to be brought up. Why are we saying it's completely okay to talk about, it's perfectly okay to discriminate people literally by their disability, and if you're invisible, we can just deny you services by throwing you under the bus and make up fake claims that you did inappropriate things to kick you out because we didn't like you because you were a jerk. But in reality, they were trying to get rid of the people that were not physically disabled. I never went with a human rights complaint because I knew better, but I will tell you, a year ago, I was discriminated in my day program, and I believe the state of New Hampshire is well aware of that, and they aided and embedded it. The idea that Dan Habib's son, who doesn't have a real voice, it's a computer. The computer was talking to Governor Sununu before the election. And he was so cool with it. He's a Republican that you can trust. I voted for him the last time after realizing he wasn't as bad. But, yeah, computers can talk. Vegetables can manipulate the computer to get their voices heard. But someone like me who has used the technology to help me get my voice out in a hopeless tone because I feel so fucking hopeless. Oh, you're crossing the line, Steven. You're almost like a terrorist. And yeah, can't say anything critical. You burned your reputation because you went too far many, many years ago. We'll never forgive you. But guess what? You taught me the very same thing, to never forgive neurotypical people. Normies are, I will never forgive the actions that the legendary class of 05, class of 04, class of 06, being used and neglected blatantly with intent to harm. I will never forgive you, ever. I will never forgive you, and I will wish harm on you. I'll pray that you go to hell and you die from AIDS. I sure hope that you die from AIDS. I hate you people so much. They're all sluts. To me, they were sluts and whores. I'd be scared to fuck a Londonderry girl. Because I don't know how active she was sexually. You don't talk to your friends about, at least I never talk about sex. I never talk about it to, and if it was, they were close people, but they're not close to me anymore. miss being hugged by a peer. I just miss that affection that now is socially inappropriate with me too. Just miss it. I want to tell you another thing too, before we get on to the rest of the stream tonight. Why I'm not in the AFOL community, since I mentioned Clifford. Clifford is really a name derived in the Lego world. If you kind of put an English town and Connecticut towns end with Fords, shouldn't take a brain to figure that out. And the Lego effects, because a lot of AFOLs use bricks. Bricks, not clicks, not studs, not tubes that have communities. They're really unoriginal. But one of the AFOLs that was in the NC lug, and I don't know where the hell he is now. I don't really care, because he was a fucking elitist. Danny316. I was friends with him, allegedly, in Londonderry. And he was a fucking dick when he became an adult. An elitist jackass. He treated me like fucking horseshit publicly on his own blog. Because we didn't see eye to eye on some issues. And he has a snotty tone. I've heard him on podcasts. He sounds like he's fucking Jesus Christ. I fucking hate him. And it's people like him from the town. Londonderry is a world-class town. Okay? We went to China. We went to New York for all the fucking parades with the marching lancers. We're worldly known. And these jackasses turned me away from hating all the AFOLs. The AFOLs, like, if I tell them to go jump off the bridge, they would jump off the bridge. Because they take me so fucking literally. And any of the girl AFOLs are probably something you wouldn't want to fuck with because they're so fucking sick in the brain. AFOLs are sick and retarded. They don't have social, they don't have empathy, they're politically backass, the girls are mostly weird looking. They're not just, the girl that was on the Lego Masters, the dark haired one, I'm blanking her name, I follow her on social, I'm blanking on her name. She was cute, she was kind of hot, but there's not many AFOLs like her. They're all of them are scientific. Weird, you know, God, I don't like a lot of the things AFOLs make. They make shitty stuff. They don't even fucking care about the minifigures. I give a flying fuck about minifigures. But yes, Danny316, you know who he is. He was from my town. I was friends with him. He was actually in the fucking Link program. He wasn't that off. I was more off than him. He got a free kindergarten education before there was even public kindergarten in Londonderry. And he showed all his respect by being a fucking dick on the interwebs. I hate him. I hope he goes to hell too. Among every fucking Londonderry millennial. Every single fucking one of them should drop dead like a fly, hopefully. COVID, AIDS, HIV, whatever. You name it. These people are just deplorable human beings. Including AFOLs. He gives AFOLs a bad name. Fuck him, Pecora. Brickora, whatever the fuck your name is. Fuck you. Yes, I... Where I live now, there many of the people I could be old enough, I could be their babysitter or I could be their caretaker. There's no millennials. There's not even the most legal youngest people are probably in their early 20s. That's New Hampshire. Merrimack is the microcosm of the overall state of New Hampshire. I did not know that before I moved, but now I know that Merrimack skews very old and very young. There's hardly anybody. One of my DSPs lives in town. She's a year older than I am, and that's basically it. And she identifies her as a Gen Xer. I just let her say what she wants to believe, even if it's not technically accurate. I just, because I'm not a jackass like Danny316. I'm not an AFOL. I never want to be AFOL because I don't want to be. AFOL is short for being an asshole who likes Lego. Asshole fans of Lego. That's what AFOL should stand for. Danny, what gives him a bad name? He gives him a bad name. And I just hate these people. Because when you get devalued publicly in comments on a blog, I should have fucking killed myself when I was 21 when I was in touch with him. Okay, so what's going to happen, just to kind of, if we can get the graphics, I can't do it right now, but I'm just going to let people know. In the next coming days, I'm not going to be doing a lot of live stuff. I'm going to be editing stuff tomorrow. I got stuff to do. I have a DSP that does editing, teaching me how to do Avid and stuff like that. Even though I don't think Avid's going to be the go. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to do a lot of system maintenance, which means I'm going to have to shut down. I know, this is weird. Shutting down a desktop computer. It is a service interrupting situation because the desktop also acts as a light duty file server to access video and multimedia across the network. So it's gonna be a service interrupting event. I gotta get the data center more situated. I'm getting working on that arrangement, which is gonna, like I said, I'm gonna do a little each day. So that means I'm not going to be doing live, I may do a live stream next week, but, a lot of the work, like I said, I'm trying to do stress tests on the, computer system to, see what I can, what my computer can do in the high definition, because I was tampering, bad choice words, toying with 1080p, and it's probably too much, so I'm gonna have to go back to 720p. So there's a lot of work going on right now for me to kind of stabilize and get a workflow going, and try to see what works. And like I said, there's just so many moving parts. I have things all over the place, the room, the reason why the light's off so you don't want to see the eyesore. I'm trying to get things done here, and I just can't get things done. It's like... Sorry, I'm breaking down. I'm never gonna have a successful life. Someone has to control me. I have to be someone's bitch. If this was a typical person, this would be illegal, but you know, disability people don't have any rights, or they're protected, or the status of them are degraded, so the typical people can get away with things. Because, you know, if you murder an autistic, you can get away with crime. Not saying that anyone I know would do that, but some of the day programs are a little bit suspicious. They might want to murder you, or rape you, or fuck you. But, yeah, I don't trust the system. I don't trust people. It's really the people. Like, I don't want to talk about the institutions, because the institution isn't the problem. It's the people that made stupid decisions to lead me into a position where I hate myself so much that I hope something happens to me too. That we all die. We all go to hell. We all see Satan. Because we're all sin. Anyone who went to Londonderry and grew up as a millennial generation is a sinner. I knew a Christian. And she was a far right radical. And she was not tolerant. And she was doing drugs. She was a 422 before 422 was even, or 412, what is it, 415? I forget the date. I think it's 422. She was doing weed. She was a Christian. She identified herself as a Christian, and she was doing weed. Still lives there in Londonderry, following whatever Republican feeds her the narrative so she could preach misinformation. Not getting any of the facts straight. You know, who cares about technicalities? That's Londonderry for you. It's just a deplorable, sick town of just people that are so radicalized between the left. I mean, there was leftist people. Some of them make you really get scared of them because they're so liberal. You know, you'd be afraid of kissing the girl. She'll punch you for self-defense. Then you hit yourself on the curb. You get a concussion. You possibly die. The girl will get away with it because she's a radical leftist chick that grew up in Londonderry, New Hampshire. That's the kind of shit I should print out the pictures on Facebook of all the people that I know and make a dartboard and throw it at their ugly faces. The peers are so fucking disgusting to this day. I hate them. I hate them so much. I eat them for breakfast. I hate them. I hate them. Hate them. Hate them. I'm gonna start up in a few moments. I'm gonna go to black, then we'll come back on the air in a few moments. So if that's still legal on YouTube with.
And now a word from our sponsor. Tomorrow at 5 on Channel 6 News, the state's budget might bring your taxes up skyfold. We'll give you the latest information on Channel 6 News at 5 in the state of Copenhagen.